Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you get some live game exposure, you're trying to just get on the same page with the receivers. We got, a couple of new receivers. Make sure we're just everybody's sound in our communication. We're all on the same page, doing the right things, and also for the first time in eight months, I mean, it's live. These guys now I know they can hit me. They can tackle me. They can go at me. So I think just getting used to that. Feeling things in the pocket, not looking at the rush, but feeling the rush and buying a little extra time, removing in the pocket and finding completion.
This is the first time you kind of get to play with some of your toys too.
Yeah, and I think that's big. Just I think you're always going to learn something from every practice, but especially from every game. Just they're going to play different coverages than you expect, or they get a different look, and you're going to have to adjust and learn from it. So we're all for some of the new guys, we're learning together. We got to be on the same page, and it's a great opportunity for us to go out there and be tested.
This has been more of a challenge for you to be. Teacher, I know Brandon's talking a little bit about how you work with him and really refining his routes and things like that. Have you had to do that more this year because it's a new phrase?
No, I think you always have new, you're always going to have new players, and you're always going to want to grow. I've always thought, and we've talked about it, that as a quarterback, you got to be a great receiver coach. That's just kind of part of the job. You got to be able to coach up receivers and talk to them about giving sticks or getting their depth. And you got to be able to tell them exactly how you want them to do it, and then be on the same page with them.
One thing we talked about a lot in the spring, I don't think anyone ever asked you, why have you taken to wearing the glove on your left hand?
Just, I've done it in certain games when it's cold, just to get a little extra grip. So I guess I just took it to the sense now where if you can get a little extra grip, if it helps you, hold on to the ball or save one fumble, then it's worth it.
Do you find a difference?
We'll see. Again, haven't been hit yet or tackled, so I'm gonna test it out and see if it helps.
Eli, you guys are in a bit of an unusual stretch where you're playing three games over the span of 11 days. Do you have to make any adjustments to your practice repertoire to adjust for that?
We'll see next week what the plan is. But so far, getting ready for Cleveland and preparing for this game. Go out there and try to do our best, and then next week, we'll see what Coach McAdoo has for us and make sure we're getting a rest to get ready to play a game, but also get mentally prepared.
Obviously, as a team, you have goals in the preseason. So do you personally have things that you want to try to get accomplished?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think just for me, it's just, finding completions, running the offense smoothly, make sure everybody's on the same page, the communication, but also, talk about just having great movement in the pocket, and I guess it could also be not moving too much if you don't need to. Just feeling the rush, and being able to make subtle movements just to get your feet in place, and be able to throw the ball and make smart decisions.
I assume movement in the pocket's not scrambling and running, right?
If that's what it has to be, then that's that also. Sometimes you got to run, sometimes you got to scramble, sometimes that's part of it. So I think just all about quarterback positions and feeling the rush, feeling the lanes, the throwing lanes, and making plays.
Obviously, you don't want to get weighed out, but do you look forward to that first hit?
Never look forward to a hit, I don't think, but I think it's good to get it under your belt and just know that it'll be okay.
With all the receivers you have, do you ever worry about keeping everybody happy?
I haven't thought about it yet. So, I think you want to get everybody involved, and I think that's good. I think I think that's when we'll be at our best, when we got all the guys, getting catches, feeling involved in the offense, but you can't get overly concerned with if someone doesn't have a catch that you're going to go out of your way to force a throw to them that's going to affect the team. So, I'd like everybody to have. Eight catches in a game, all receivers, is not going to happen. But you never know. All of them have to be ready, and they got to get open.
Put in the preseason, maybe, you have guys like Brandon and Evan, who you haven't worked with before. Do you maybe call plays that you think might work for them just to sort of, get that timing down with them in a game situation or something?
That's Coach McAdoo calling plays, and you know, he'll want everybody to, he's calling good plays. That he think that'll work. The way we kind of don't always huddle, you don't know where your receivers might be exactly, and you don't know what coverage. So everything can be different. We're calling plays that'll be successful and have a chance to get completions.
Do you do less checking at the preseason games,
We're just running our offense. So whatever comes up, see something, get to it. If you got a good play, leave it on and let it roll.
You can't do a day off in camp and let call some plays. Do you ever like to call plays in the game?
I think it'd be tough, you know. And again, I didn't get the – I was just calling plays off the script. So I was just reading what the next play was. So it wasn't like I was calling plays per se. But, a part of it kind of intrigues you to see if you can do it, but I know it would be tough. I think I'd keep repeating a lot of calls, just some of the staples that I like, but just to have to kind of mark it off and get to the next one and go through it. Now it's third down, what are you going to call, and first down, just getting into a rhythm. I appreciate the effort and the work that goes into calling a game.
Your father probably called plays, right?
I think he called some, yeah. I think they probably called some. They probably didn't have as many plays as we have now, though.
Would you ever ask McAdoo to do that, like the fourth quarter of a fourth preseason game?
I haven't asked him. I haven't asked him. We got guys competing for jobs at the quarterback position. So we want to be fair to all of them and have the guy calling the plays. He's got some experience in doing it.
Eli, a year ago. You talked about how uncomfortable it was to your routine starting the preseason. You weren't sure how that first game was going to go when you knew you weren't playing. I think you came out here and threw, and then you went on the field and warmed up, and it was kind of, I don't want to say awkward, but it was something that you didn't prefer. A year later, were you a lot more comfortable Friday knowing how things were going to work and the fact that you weren't going to play?
I guess so. It's still awkward. You're kind of not included in some of the stuff. Everybody's got a game plan sheet. They don't even give me one. So I'm kind of, So it's still a little awkward. I like to be out there with my teammates. I like to be out, knowing him. Get to play a little and compete, but understand what he's doing as well, and appreciate him taking care of me.
What do you see from Gino and Tasha?
Both guys. I think have made plays. Have thrown the ball well. Have done some good things in practices, in the games, and obviously Josh had a little head start being here last year. Gino, I think he's done a good job of learning quickly and learning on the run and taking notes and being into it. So I think both the guys have done a good job.
Do you